Hello, everyone. Can y'all hear me? 23, 24, I'm counting the participants. Hopefully, you can. Let me know. Oh, thanks for the thumbs up, guys. Thanks for that. Yes. Thank you. Let me open up my chat so I can see everything that's happening here. As we're coming in, make sure your chat is set to everyone so we can all hear what you have to say. All right, gonna change my name. I am Coach Christy. Welcome to the December maintenance call. If you have never been to one of these, welcome, welcome. Tonight is going to be open coaching, but I do have a few things that I want to talk about before we get into the coaching part. If you are in maintenance, but you have not registered to be in maintenance, please head over to the website, nobswomen.com, scroll down on the menu item and look for bonus resources, and there'll be a drop-down menu that says register for maintenance. And we have our own homepage. We are not homepage, we have our own webpage, part of the main website. It's got the maintenance course on there. It's got the link to the Facebook group. If you're not in the Facebook group, it has all the secret information about being in maintenance. If you are on this call and you are not in maintenance, that is A-okay. We welcome you too. There is tonight's especially call is going to be good really for anyone who's going to be trying to stay tethered to their NoBS goals over the holiday season. So that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm so happy to see all of you. Coach Ashley is in the chat with you all. So say hi to her. She is, if y'all don't know Coach Ashley, she is our main new member coach. She helps people get started on their journey. And y'all remember what that was like, right? Like when you first started, how exciting it was. And here you all are in maintenance. So let me see who's here today. Wanda's here, Carol. Debbie's here, Gloria. Hey, Gloria, I think we were chatting on Facebook a little bit. Good to see everybody. So, before we get started, tonight is open coaching. So, if you want to be coached tonight, and even if you're telling yourself, like, oh, this is not a big deal. I don't really need to be coached on this. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Because the chances are, if you're having the struggle, so is someone else. So I ask all of you to be a little bit brave tonight and raise your hand and come chat with me about what you're thinking about for this holiday season. Okay. Hi, Jean. Nice to see you too, Laura. Okay, Dorita, you ask where's the raise the hand on the iPhone? Ashley, do you know where it is? It's got to be down in the more button, maybe. I'm thinking the emojis. Anybody else on an iPhone that can help Dorita out? Hi, Elena. Yes, Cheryl, hello. Hey, Janelle, good to see you. Cheryl. Cheryl, set your chat to everybody because you're on hosts and panelists. Okay, in the reactions. Dorita, it's in the reactions. Okay. Let me see what else I have to tell you before we get into the meat of our topic tonight. Okay, so if you all is everybody in here seeing the you may not be in Facebook, and if you're not, that's okay. It's okay if you're not in Facebook. But Yasmin, one of the team members at NoBS, she has been she threw down the challenge to us starting December 1st in the maintenance group. And she's having us post every day what our why is for staying in our maintenance range or getting back into our maintenance range for those of us that are trying to get back into your maintenance range or maybe get lower in your maintenance range. But I have been loving this challenge. I have been loving it. And y'all's reasons are so freaking good. Like I messaged Yasmin today in Slack and I was like, we need to do something with all of these reasons that y'all are coming up with because they are freaking gold. And I was even thinking, I'm like, we should give these to the new members. Like, wouldn't that be exciting for them to see y'all's reasons? Because a lot of them are, yes, we're staying in maintenance, but they're also really motivating for why to stick with your weight loss. So thank y'all for participating that. And I just wanted to give Yasmin a shout out for that because that was a brilliant idea. Even Coach Dina, Marco polled me right before this call, and she was saying how much she's loving that challenge and how much it's really helping her. So as much as y'all think things like that help y'all, they help us too, because we're all in the struggle with y'all to stay in maintenance. You know, some days it's easy and some days it's a grind, right? So it's been helpful to us too. So I wanted to say that. Yeah, Helen says, love having the challenge. It's really fun. It's really nice. And it did kind of get me thinking. So if you are on Facebook and you're participating in the challenge, I would love to hear like maybe some other challenges you guys would like to do in the future. So I can be a little bit creative, but I'm sure y'all are, you know, just as smart, if not smarter than me. So if there's things that challenges that you'd like to see, I'd love for you to post in Facebook, tag me, Coach Christy. And let's see if we can do some more fun things as 2024 kicks off. Okay. Also, happy Hanukkah. Happy first night of Hanukkah to those who observe Hanukkah. That's an exciting night. It's the first night of eight. That's very exciting. I love the holiday season. I love all the holidays. And no matter what you're celebrating, this is such a good time. Y'all, I got new. Look at my new Christmas earrings. Can you see them? Aren't they cute? I'm so excited to wear them tonight with y'all. I have the most hideous Christmas sweater. It is so freaking ugly. You know what I'll do? I'll take a picture of me in it and I'll post it to the Facebook group. It's so freaking ugly, y'all. I think I wore it last year. I don't know if we keep our calls from that long, but anyway, it's bad. It's really bad, but I'm not going to tell you about it because I'm going to post a picture. Okay. And if you want to see the picture and you're not in Facebook, oh my God, Vern's going to kill me for saying this, but like just message support and they'll funnel it to me and I will send you a picture in email. Okay. Hi Sue. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Let's get going. Okay. So did I say everything? Yeah. If you haven't registered for maintenance, go to the website, nobs.com. It's down on the left-hand side under bonus resources. It will say register yourself for maintenance. And then you get access to the maintenance homepage, which has the maintenance course, access to the maintenance Facebook group, as well as the maintenance workbook. So head on over there if you haven't done that yet. What else? What else? This month in the main membership, we are talking about diet mentality. And I'm just going to tell y'all right now, if you did not make Corinne's call on Wednesday, if you didn't make it live, it's going to be up tomorrow. It should be up by tomorrow. It is freaking gold. And I just want to give this little plug for it because I was listening to it today and I was taking notes while I was listening because I like to swipe all Corinne's good advice to use with my private clients. Starting at minute 34 in the replay, she talks about, you know, diet mentality around food choices, like whether or not what you're eating is causing you to not be able to lose weight. And she talks about this whole, you know, like the whole, like, I can't eat chips and lose weight, or I can't do this and lose weight. She really, really breaks it down. And it's like from minute 34 to minute 50. So when that comes out tomorrow, even if you just listen to that section, y'all, it's gold. I can't wait to share it with my private clients as soon as it comes out tomorrow. Okay. All right. So tonight, what I've done is I put together a little resource for my top 10 tips, top 10 tips, top 10 tips, say that a lot fast, for staying in your maintenance range over the holiday season. Some of you that are on this call, actually, let me ask, give me a thumbs up if you are in maintenance and this is your first holiday season being in maintenance. Thumbs up. Okay. Couple of you. Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you all. All right. Now give me a heart emoji if you're a little bit nervous about going into the holiday season being in maintenance. Okay. A couple of you are. I posted this question. Oh, lots of hearts, lots of hearts. I posted this question in the Facebook group, asked people what were they worried about. And I got a lot of really, a lot of really good shitties. Is that such a thing? Good shitties? Yeah, they were good. and so I'm really excited to talk about this tonight. So I kind of came up with my top 10, and here's what I think. I'm just gonna go. So if you want to, if you're somewhere where you can grab a piece of paper and a pencil, you can jot this down. You can open up the notes app somewhere and take some notes. But I will post this list in the Facebook group. Again, if you want the list, if you're not on Facebook, just email support at pmptribe.com and I will email it to you. I don't think it's like super earth-shattering, but hopefully it will be helpful. All right. So the first thing, my first tip for y'all is, oh, you're welcome, Cheryl. Thank you for so much for your response. Y'all, I get distracted by the damn chat. You're welcome, Cheryl. Okay. The first tip I have for you, number one. Oh, I should have done 12. Why didn't I think of that? Could have been like the 12 days of December. Next year, somebody remind me. I'll come up with two more. But number one, the first thing I recommend is really decide if you want to lose, like if you're trying to get lower in your maintenance range, like do you want to use this month to let that be your goal? Do you want to push pause on trying to get lower for December? But really be clear about what your goal is for this season. Do you want to lose? Do you want to gain a little bit? Are you okay with gaining a little bit? If so, like what kind of range are we talking about here? And if that is you, I want you to think about, don't decide that you want to gain from a place of, well, I'm just not going to be help. I'm just not going to be able to help it. So I'm just going to say I'm okay with it. Like try to do it from a place of, I'm going to gain a little bit and this is how much it's going to be. And then be very clear that you understand the consequences of that. Think about your January 1st self. Is she going to be okay with your decision that to gain a little bit? No Monday night quarterbacking yourself, right? On January 1st, like, why did I do that? Why did I say? Just be deliberate, right? Or do you just want to maintain? Just want to maintain in your range, which is a great idea too. But that's the first tip I have. Just decide ahead of time. Okay, tip number two. Believe that whatever goal you say is possible. This is especially important for those of you that this is your first holiday season in maintenance, because you likely don't have evidence yet that this is true. Remember, our habit brains, like our primitive brains, y'all know mine's name is Steve. I talk about him all the time. Our habit brains only use our past to predict what's going to happen in the future. So if you haven't maintained your weight or you haven't lost weight in the holiday season, and you ask your habit brain if it's possible, it's going to say a hell no. It's going to say, hold on, let me go back to my Rolodex of events from the past, and I will tell you if it's possible or not. And if you haven't had success, the answer is going to be no. But I want you to really think about this. This likely in your maintenance range, this isn't the first, or in your maintenance journey, this isn't the first time that you've been having to do new things and you've had to hear your habit brain be like very skeptical of it. So this is no different. You're going to want to write out some thoughts. Why is it possible this time? What is different about this holiday season that you've never done before? What skills do you have now that you never had in the past? Okay. So I want you to make a list of all your old shitties. Make a list of all your old shitties. This is still number two, y'all. We're still in tip number two. Make a list of all your old shitties. Write down all the reasons you think reaching your goal for the holiday season isn't possible. Those are the thoughts that until you tease them out, they're going to be running in the background this whole holiday season. So we want to shine a spotlight on them. We want to run those through the four ends. Okay. Let me see. Does anybody have an old shitty? Pop it in the chat. Give me one of your old shitties and let's kind of do a quick four ends. If you're not good at the four ends, here's your chance. I'm going to walk you through one. Who has an old shitty? Pop it in the chat. Anybody? Hello. How come we're not typing in the chat? If nobody has one, I'm going to pick one that was on Facebook because there was a bunch on Facebook. No one? No one? Okay, here I go. We can't wait forever. We gotta go. Gotta move along. So one of the old shitties I saw on Facebook was, I've never been able to maintain my weight, so I won't be able to this year. I've never been able to do it, and I won't be able to this year. This is very similar to what I was talking about before. So if that's the thought you notice yourself thinking, that would be your first N. Notice, I won't be able to maintain my weight this year. Why does it make sense? Normalize this. That's the second N. Why does it make sense that you believe that? We just talked about that because you never have. And your habit brain requires evidence for beliefs, right? So, of course, you think you're not going to be able to do that. Of course, you think that. It makes total sense, right? Your habit brain is just offering what it knows has happened in the past. Okay. Step number three of the four N's is neutralize. What are the facts? I love for my clients to blow this line out, like blow it out. Okay. Give me all the facts surrounding the holidays, surrounding your weight, surrounding your agency with your weight, factual things, right? These are just the facts. Things like I weigh this much. I make a plan every day. I make choices about when and how much to eat. I can plan foods I love and still lose weight. All of the facts that surround this take away all the drama that's involved when you think about maintaining your weight over the holidays. And then the last N is, what is your next best thought and or action? So if your shitty thought was, I won't be able to maintain my weight over the holidays, maybe your very next best thought is, I have skills now that I've never had before, and I'm going to do my best to use them. Maybe that's your next best thought. Okay. Then, after you've come up with your next best thought, please don't leave it on the paper. This is what I tell my clients. Don't do the four N's and then just leave it there. It's not going to help you if you leave it in a notebook. You're going to have to put that thought on sticky notes, put it everywhere, tell your accountability, this is what I'm going to think this holiday season. Write about it in your journal, write it at the top of your planner. You have to put it in front of your face as much as possible. Say it out loud to your dogs. I talk to my dogs all the time. Y'all know that. Say it to Carl, Carl the cow behind me. You can talk to him, right? But put that thought in front of your face. Okay. So that's step number two. Believe that your goal is possible. Step number three, list out the actions that you think would be necessary for you to reach that goal, whether it be maintain, lose, or gain in a controlled amount. Write these out. What do you think it would take on a day-to-day basis? What actions would it take, behaviors, and what thoughts would you have to think? What would have to be your mindset in order to be able to reach that goal? Write it out. Here's what I would have to do if I was going to reach that goal. Okay. And then I want you to visualize the new you doing that. Okay. So take that list and then visualize yourself doing it. See yourself at your parties, following whatever protocol you have. Think about your January 1st you, like we talked about that. If you want to really, really get fancy with this particular number, number three, list of actions. Write a letter from your January 1st you to December you. Write a letter from your January 1st you to your December you, thanking you for all the things that you did in the month of December to help her on January 1st. Okay. I love future self stuff. All right. Now, tip number four is it's a classic from the Handling the Holidays course. And that is calendar your events, get out a calendar, write out all the parties and all y'all cool people, social people that have all these parties. I only have one and it's tomorrow night. Oh no, Saturday night. But write out your events, work parties, family parties, Christmas Day. Write out the things that you typically like worry about, like, oh, but Christmas Day and oh, but Christmas Eve. Put them on your calendar. The reason we do this is because we want to show our brain the white space on your calendar. In other words, like I'm just going to say this word and I'm just going to say it. The normal days, right? Like the normal days, the days that are just run of the mill, just a regular old Tuesday days. Show your brain that it's not as dramatic and overwhelming as we think. Sometimes most of us, we'll come into the December and we're like, oh my God, it's just too hard. I have so many things. I can't, there's no way. It's just too much, right? But that's not true. Most of the time, it's like, I don't even know. There's, okay, if I did math, like 3 meals a day times 30 days, what is that? 90? Oh, 90 meals. Okay. So if you have 90 meals in the month of December, oh wait, 93 meals because there's 31 days, right? 93 meals. Did I do that math? Did I do that math, y'all? I did it right, right? Okay. We're just going to go with it. 93 meals in the month of December. Then I want you to think about like how many of those meals are like the special meals that you normally overeat at. It's probably not as many as you think. Okay. So that's a good old fashioned tip. That was number four. Number five, be diligent, diligent about your water and your sleep. Be super diligent about it this month. Why? Well, because chances are most of us are eating foods that maybe we don't normally eat. We might be eating a little bit more processed food, a little bit more sugar, things like that. And you might want to do those things this month. It might be very important to you. So to help with some of just like the bloat and the salt and all that stuff, y'all, seriously, get your water in. Maybe even drink a little bit more if you find yourself eating foods that you don't normally eat. Okay. Let's see. Number six. Ashley, am I going too fast? Yeah, okay, no, she's on it. She's on it. Number six, set a new intention for each event that you're going to. Like if you have parties, or if you have even, or even if it's not a party, like even if you're just staying home, like on Christmas Day or something like that. And in the past, maybe the food has been the star of the show. I really want you to think about what is your new intention about these events? What used to be most important to you? And what can it be now? Like one of the things that I love to tell myself around these events is the people are the most important part to me. The experience is the most important part to me. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the food, but it's not number one anymore. Like I just want to be in the moment with my family and my friends. So really think about what can your new intention around these events be? And then just like the four N's, don't leave it on the paper. Put it somewhere where you'll remember to just read through it. I don't care if you put it on an index card and read it while you're sitting in the car before you go into the event. Get your mind right about what is the most important part to you. Okay. All right, let me scroll down. Number seven, complete a discovery worksheet as close to each overeat as possible. Do it as quickly as you can. Don't sweep it under the rug. Do the discovery worksheet. Because chances are you're going to encounter that same situation again this holiday season. Okay. So see if you can, after you fill out your discovery worksheet, see if you can predict when that event is going to happen again. So you know when to be ready with the what I would do differently next time. If you're in maintenance and you've gotten out of the habit of completing discovery worksheets because you've been in maintenance, I highly, highly suggest you start doing those again just for this month so you can really keep track of your overeats and pay attention to where your thoughts are. Okay, so that's number seven. How are we doing on time? Okay, we're doing okay. Number eight, move on quickly after an overeat. See how fast you can get right back on your plan. Do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. If you're like me, in the past, when I was trying to lose weight, I would go into most holiday seasons with fear and like worry and like gritting my teeth, praying for the best to happen with no plan. And so the moment the first overeat happened or the first number up on the scale, I would just immediately be like, well, okay, I've already screwed it up. I can't come back from this now. There's nothing else I can do. I'll just start again on January. It's normal. Everybody does that. I'll just be like everyone else. It's fine. Please don't do that. The quicker you can get back on track, the less weight you're going to gain if you have a goal to gain, or the more likely it is that you'll be able to stay in your maintenance range. So get back as quickly as you can. Come to Facebook, tag me. Go to Ask Coaches if you're struggling with any of this. We can help you understand your overeats. Okay. Number nine, I'm really saying this one to myself right now. Reduce your stress as much as possible. Okay. If you are someone who eats when they're stressed, this is for you. If you're like me, and what is it, December 7th, and you're like, oh crap, I don't have all my Christmas presents. That's what I'm doing right now. And then I always do like this mini panic shopping, like about 5 or 6 days before Christmas, because I always think I don't have enough for my kids, which is ridiculous. But I always do. I do it every year. Okay. So that's my best tip for number nine. Just reduce your stretch as much as possible. Prioritize your self-care. That's how you do it. Make sure you're getting some downtime, get some movement in, do some meditating, things like that. Things that you know kind of take off a little stress for you. Some people, the holidays are a very, very stressful time. So this month could be really, really important to prioritize your self-care. Okay, number 10. Yeah, see, if I would have done the 12 days of Christmas, we could have done the five golden. We could have done cool stuff. I could have made up a whole song. Okay, next year, y'all. Number 10 is my favorite one. Velvet rope. Velvet rope your foods. If you don't know what velvet roping is, it means you eat the foods that are most worthy of getting inside your doable hunger bucket. This is a term that I use with my private clients. We all have a doable hunger bucket, right? And if we're going to stay in our maintenance range, our food has to fit in our bucket, right? It can't be overflowing, okay? So if I'm going to keep food in my, y'all can't see me because look, I moved my camera closer to me and now you can't see me. But if I am going to put food in my doable hunger bucket, then it's going to be worth it because I only have so much that's going to go in there, right? So like for me, I'm not going to eat shit like, I don't know, Chips Ahoy. No offense if y'all love Chips Ahoy. I'm just saying. But I might rather choose like one of those, like I make these amazing like sugar cookies and I'm getting pretty good at like decorating them with the royal icing and stuff like that. I would much rather have one of those. So velvet rope your food, right? When you go to like a party or something like that, if there's like charcuterie, if that's not a big deal to you because you can get that on any given day, skip it and go for the stuff that really matters, the really special stuff. Okay. So velvet rope your foods. That's number 10. Only homemade cookies, says Elena. Oh, y'all, I haven't been paying attention to the chat. Okay, quick, come up with two more and sing, says Jean. Okay, listen, I do actually have one more. I do have 11. But when I was posting this on Facebook, I'm like, 11 sounds lame. 10 sounds better. Like it's always the top 10, but I do have a number 11. Okay, this is my last tip. I lied. I said 10 was the last one, but it's really number 11. Okay, so my last tip for you, number 11, is use some of your old strategies that you use when you are losing weight. Even though you may not be trying to lose, even if you're trying to maintain, go back to some of those old strategies that you used when you were trying to lose weight. Things like halftime method, putting your fork down, good, better, best, those kinds of things. Go back and use some of those tools, especially at like parties and things like that, to really just kind of get your mind right and help you focus on what you're doing. Okay. If you started slacking on your planning and assessing, I highly recommend that for this holiday season, you get back to that. Plan and assess, right? Even if you've been able to stay in your maintenance range without doing that, it is my recommendation that you get back to that this holiday season if you think this is going to be challenging. Okay. So that's number 11. Use some of the old weight loss tools that you used to use, just to sort of keep you connected to your body while you're eating and your mind. Okay. Any questions about any of this? I didn't even open the Q&A. I don't even know. Is there, let me see. Hold on. How do I get to the Q&A? Okay. No, nobody's asked any questions. Okay. Cheryl says, I try to taste all the things like I am a Food Network judge. Small bite, taste slowly. Critique. Very good, Cheryl. I love that. One thing I tell my oh wait, Ashley says she has a number 12. Okay, and then I'll get back to what I was gonna say. What is it, Ashley? Enjoy the rest of 20. Oh, Ashley, that's a good one. Yes. Don't forget what this holiday season is about. Have fun, enjoy 2023. Exactly. Oh, that's a really good one, Ashley. I should have asked you, Ashley, if you had any good ones too. Yes, Wanda, this call will go up in the regular replays. Yes. Back to what I was saying, Cheryl, you were talking about like, being like a food critic. One of the things I tell my private clients, like, especially when they go to like buffets and things like that, I will say, be a taster, not an eater. Right. And so I don't know what that conjures up for y'all, but for me, it means like, I'm not going to eat these foods. I'm going to taste these foods because I want to try a bunch. And then what I do is, after I've been a taster, I know which ones are worth going back and having a little bit more of. But that's the thought I use going into it. It's also an action, but it's the thought. I will use it before like a buffet event. I will say, I'm going to be a taster and not an eater tonight. So that helps me a lot. Oh, Coach Ashley says it will be up tomorrow. Somebody, Kelly Mitchinson, asked in the Facebook group too if it was going to be up tomorrow. And I was like, I'm not sure. Tomorrow or Tuesday. Okay. No questions about my 11 tips. Actually, 12 now, because I'm going to steal what Ashley said. Okay. So let's get to some coaching. I see Dorita's got her hand raised. Oh, she must have figured it out. Good job, Dorita. I'm going to promote you to panelist, Dorita. So get ready. If you're sitting on the toilet, pull up your pants, girl. Come on now. Here we go. Promote to panelist. Okay. Yeah, because you love to try all the foods. Me too. Me too, Cheryl. Okay, Dorito is coming on. Maybe. I'm going to ask you. I can't see you, so I'm going to ask you to unmute. And I'm going to ask you to start your video. Can you hear me, Dorita?
Yes.
Oh, there you
Not sitting
are.
on the
You're not sitting on the toilet. Hey, wait,
Not
have we coached before, Dorita?
no.
Oh, we haven't. Okay.
No.
Maybe it was somebody else. You look like you're in Florida or Arizona or someplace like that. Where are you?
Yeah, Arizona.
Arizona. I used to
Just
live
got
there.
off.
Did you know that?
Don't believe so, no. I just got off the
Yeah,
golf
I used to
course.
live in Phoenix. Oh,
That's where
well,
I
good. How'd
actually
you shoot?
Yeah, I if you lived in Phoenix, I am in Sun City Grand, which is a retirement community about 45 minutes
Absolutely.
from Scottsdale. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful.
It is.
Okay,
So,
what are we chit-chatting about tonight?
what we're chit-chatting about is I would like you to help me figure out whether or not my desired weight should be my goal weight. And to give you some background on that, I'm turning 74 this year, and I
Okay.
joined No BS 2 years ago with actually no weight to lose.
Okay.
In fact, I'm thinking about your number 11. Go back to what you did to lose weight. Well, what I did to lose weight was to fast and eat very little carb. The only carbs I ever ate were fruits and vegetables. And I did that 5 years. And the only
Okay.
time my weight hardly varied. The only
Okay.
time I ever ate bread or pasta, it would be vacations, holidays, and extremely special occasions. And that didn't mean a weekend. It meant a really, really
Okay.
special occasion.
Okay.
So I thought I could live like that for the rest of my life. And it became very, very difficult to socialize, mainly socialize. I would friends say, oh, Dorita can't eat that. Oh, Dorita doesn't eat that. Dorita can't eat that. So I
Yeah.
joined No BS thinking, oh my gosh, this is a great maintenance plan for me. I'll learn
Yeah.
how to eat everything that I want and I'll stay right where I want to be. Problem is, I've gained 10 pounds. Now, just to give you a little, I mean, it didn't happen right away. It's taken me 2 years to gain 10 pounds.
Okay.
I weigh less right now than I did in high school. I think,
Okay.
yeah, I think that's important. I'm 74 years old. I'm 5'1" and I weigh 128 pounds. That doesn't sound very bad, does it? And I know it does.
It sounds amazing.
But
Yeah.
I got super used to weighing 118. And oh my God, I'm in 118. Oh, I could wear the same clothes as my daughter. I mean, it was fantastic. This morning when I got dressed for golf, I had to try on three different things before I could be happy with how I looked. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to wearing anything want, tucking in my shirts, all that. So again, you're number 11. Do I go? It's fasting and low carb. I don't want to do that, but I have to be honest with you. I do not believe I can lose 10 pounds the no be way. It just, I know I don't believe it because not to say I'm so great at everything, but your list of things, check, 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 check. I mean, I think I'm doing a really good job, but I weigh 10
Okay.
pounds once. So.
Okay. All right. So right now, what I'm hearing you say is that you're attributing the 10-pound gain to the addition of carbohydrates.
No, eating anything that I want when I'm hungry.
Which is what?
Carbohydrates.
You weren't doing that. You okay? Right. And you weren't doing that before. You were fasting.
Well, I still fast kind of automatically because I don't get
Okay.
hungry. But
Okay.
no, the only carbs I ate were fruit and vegetables.
Okay, so you've added like more often, you've added like crackers and pasta and stuff like that. You're having that more often than you were.
I eat anything I want now. I mean,
Okay.
literally anything I want when I'm hungry, and I'm very
Okay.
good at eating until I'm hungry, and I'm very
Uh-huh.
good at shopping at enough, but my weight
Okay.
has creeped
Okay.
up.
Okay. So let me just throw this out there as just a quick aside. You know, as we age, it's normal for our weight to creep up. And I'm not saying that as like you're doomed. I'm not saying that at all. I just want to put that out there for anyone who's listening that it is normal, you know, for as we age for us to put on some weight. I'm not saying it has to stay or anything like that, but that's a very normal thing. You know, hormonally things happen with us. You know, I was going to say we get less active, but it doesn't look like that's true for you, Dorita. But that is a very normal thing to happen. Okay. So it would be unfair for us to say, you know, like I want to weigh what I did in high school because we're not the same person we were physically and or mentally as we were in high school, right? So that's good. You weigh
Less.
less, I know, but I'm saying that for the people that are listening, right?
Okay,
Who are like,
sorry.
what the heck? Okay. So here's what I want to ask you. Do you like the way you eat right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to quibble with you about whether or not you would have to cut out carbs to lose your weight because I don't think I'm going to be able to convince you of that either way. But here's the decision I want you to make. Because let's just say that's true. Let's just say it's true. You're right. You'd have to go back to restricting your carbs and all of that stuff. Okay. Your choices are this: go back to eating that way so you can get back down to whatever the number is that you want to get to, or start dealing with all your thought errors around socializing and the fact that you can't eat carbs messing up your socializing, because that's not true. And also your thoughts around this being able to share clothes with your daughter and your clothes. Those are your options. Which route do you choose? Which way is going to be the easiest, and or which one do you want to do? You can go back to eating the way you were. Let's just assume that's the only way you can lose. I would argue with you about that, but let's just go with that, okay? Because that's what your brain hears right now. Or do you want to start working on your thoughts around the way you eat now and the number you are on the scale and the size clothes you wear? You can work on those. Which one do you want to do? And there, I'm just going to tell you, Dorita, there is no wrong answer here.
I
There's no
really,
wrong answer. It's whatever you want.
yeah, I'm super tempted in January to go on a diet, lose my 10 pounds, and then go back to doing what I'm doing right now. And I know that's not right or wrong, but it's a little bit difficult when we're doing the diet mentality thing. I mean, the Corrine's call was fantastic, and she
Was so
said,
good.
What you're doing right now worked, you wouldn't be here. And I immediately, but it did work. It did work. It worked for 5 years. I lost pounds. And then she said, but is it sustainable? And that was, I don't want to have to fast until noon every day and go to parties and eat deviled eggs instead of chips.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds to me like you've made the decision that you don't want to go back to eating like that for a lot of reasons, right? And so then that tells me your work is to do around the number on the scale, right? You and all that means is
Rolled around my
you have to
middle.
start talking. Yes, you got I love that thing, right? And all that means though, Dorita, is that you have to fall in love with your process more than you're in love with the number.
God, I loved 118.
What did you love about it? Let's talk about that. What did you love about it? What was so great?
Well, size small shirts and size six pants,
What's
and
great about that?
putting in your shirt inside your pants and putting a belt on. What's great
Okay,
about it?
okay, time out. Time out. You can do that now. Let's be clear. You could do that now. I tuck my shirt in and I wear belts. I'm not a size six.
No, I'm not going to do it because there's a roll around my middle that I don't want to.
Okay, so this is. So, Dorita, this is what I'm talking about. This is the thought work that I'm talking about. That's a thought that you would want to work on because if 118 is the only way in your mind that you can tuck in a shirt and wear a belt and feel good about yourself, then we got to do the diet. But I'm telling you, it's not. There's work that you can do around your thoughts around why you can't tuck your shirt in.
I know. One of the reasons I gained the weight is because two of my friends got very ill and got too thin. Thought, oh God, if I were to get cancer right now, I'd be in trouble because I don't, you know what I'm saying? I do understand what you're saying. I just want to be happy where I'm at instead of always trying to lose weight. I don't know what it's like to be in maintenance right now because I'm always trying to lose weight and I'm in my maintenance range, but I'm not trying to gain, I'm trying to lose.
Right. And did you hear what you said? And I know you've, how long have you been in OBS?
2 years.
Okay, you've been here 2 years. So I know you've heard Corinne say a million times, the number on the scale is not what's making you happy. The size in your pants is not what makes you happy. It's your thoughts that you think about that number and about that size. I know, listen, do not feel bad. Do not feel bad because I bet when you've listened to her coach somebody before she even says that, I bet you're saying it. You're like, well, that's not what makes you happy, right? But when it's our own shit, we don't see it. So
I
don't
love.
feel bad about yourself for not realizing that, okay? Do not,
I mean,
right?
as a chubby girl all my life, it was so much fun to be able to buy whatever I wanted and, you know, and yeah. And
There's
now
another thought error. There's another
I
thought error, right? Buy whatever I wanted. You can still buy whatever you want. The problem is you're making it mean a bunch of stuff if you have to buy a size whatever instead of a size this. That's the issue. And so I am just going to present you with it again. Either option is okay. You can go back to eating the way you were. And again, I would argue with you on that again. I think weight loss is still possible for you without doing that, but I'm not sure I can convince you of that today, but I would love to chat with you on Facebook more about that, right? And how you could do that. But, or you can go the route, which I'm just going to say, I would do that thought work anyway, no matter what. I would do that thought work anyway. Because even if you get down, even if you do the diet and you get down to 118, was that the number? 118? 118? Yeah. Even if you get down to 118, without all that thought work, you're going to be petrified about going up at all. You're going to be in fear down at that number because it's tied to your happiness. And so the minute you bump up to 121 or whatever it is, you're not going to be happy because the scale in your mind, the scale, the number is what's making you happy. And it's not. It's what you think about yourself at that number. And what we think is optional. It is possible to choose something else. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's worth it because that is permanent, comfortable ease in maintenance. Okay. So what would that look like for you? If we were going to start doing that thought work, how would you do that? How would you even begin?
I don't know. That's why I'm on this call, because I'm
Yeah.
stressed at so much.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was talking to someone else who was 74, who weighed 128 pounds, I would say, are you crazy? You look great.
Yeah. Okay. Dorita, what do you love about the way you eat now in your life? What do you love about it?
I eat anything I want, literally. I mean, I anything. And I always wait until I'm hungry. And I do stop when I've had enough, and it's just I it's easy.
It's easy. You
Yeah,
like
it is.
that. That makes you happy. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you love about yourself?
What do I love about myself? Is that what you asked?
That is what I asked. Right here in front of God and everybody.
You mean, actually.
You don't know
You
what I mean? What? What's amazing about you? I can list a whole bunch of things and I've only known you for like 4 minutes. What's amazing about you?
Oh my God, that's really an uncomfortable question.
Yeah, you know what this tells me, Dorita? This is where your freaking work is.
Yeah. My self-worth is tied to my weight. When I was 10 years old, my mother put a plate of a hamburger patty, some green beans, and a scoop of cottage cheese down in front of me, even remotely chubby, said, "Daddy doesn't like fat girls."
Wow.
So the thinner I am, the more value I have. There's just no
There you
doubt
go.
about it. Yeah.
Don't you start with this thought? I used to believe that the thinner I was, the more value I had.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a problem. I it is an issue for me. I don't feel that way
Yeah.
about anything else. I don't
Yeah.
judge at all for their size. I know people come in all different sizes, but me, yeah.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
feel like enough time.
No, this is good. You have, if you could see the chat right now, I'm just saying.
I think I saw was, and I agree with this, old ladies don't look good skinny.
You know what? Okay, I'm just gonna, like, since we're laughing right now, which is funny because, everybody that knows me knows that I go to humor when it gets uncomfortable. So I'm just gonna go to humor for you since you're a little uncomfortable right now. But when you were talking about you're worried about, like, getting too thin and you've got sick. Have you ever seen that meme or that whatever that says, like, I'm staying this size or I'm keeping on these extra 20 pounds because ain't nobody gonna kidnap a chubby girl? And
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, but this is your work, Dorita. Like, seriously. I mean, you can, lose some more weight if you want to, but the
Right.
work is still going to be there for you about your worth and the number. It's not going to get better at 118. I promise you it won't.
It felt it.
Either way,
Yeah.
yeah, I know. You believe that right now. And that makes sense because that's what tenure, listen, you know how beliefs work, right? Like, all of our beliefs we get from our childhood, every single one of them. And we don't change them unless we see them as beliefs and we see that they're optional. We see that we have the power to believe something else, right? So this belief that you are more worthy, and I know you said, I don't mean for anybody else, but for you, that Dorita is more worthy if she's thinner. That is a belief that you have from childhood,
Oh,
and
absolutely.
it is worthwhile to work on that belief and work on rewriting that story and deciding now at how old are you? 70 what?
74.
Y'all, get out of here with this 74. You look amazing.
Well,
Amazing, right? And I can tell you right now, I could list off a million things that are amazing about you, and I don't even hardly know you, but I will say this. Your weight, Dorita, is the least interesting thing about you.
or the most important. I have to say this. My mother died when she was 62, and she was on diet her whole entire life because daddy didn't like fat girls. And on her death, literally, she said, "I wished I'd eaten more of the things I wanted."
I just got the goosebumps.
Yeah.
That's sage advice.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to cry now. So, yeah. I mean, I hate to think that I've got a girlfriend that's got pancreatic cancer, and here I am worrying about 10 pounds. I mean, how sick is that?
It's not sick. No, Dorita, don't beat yourself up. Don't go down that road. Okay? Don't go down that road. The only thing that's happening here is you're operating under the belief of a 10-year-old kid. That's
Yeah.
it. That's it. You can't feel bad about that, right? Like, this is just what you think because you've never questioned it. You've never come on a coaching call and uncovered that your weight is so tied to this, your worth is so tied to this number, right? Like, we're exposing it now. So don't feel bad that this has been a priority for you. Because if you think about it, if your habit brain view your worth tied to your weight, it's going to do everything it can to make you feel worthy. And in its mind, in its 10-year-old mind, it thinks the way to do that is to weigh 118.
For
So
sure.
it's going to make it a priority for you. Right? It's just trying to make you happy and keep you safe. That's all that's happening here. Do not feel bad that your habit brain is doing its best to take care of you. It just so happens that your habit brain is using a program from a 10-year-old.
Right. Okay. I appreciate this. And you
Okay.
took a lot of time with me. And that makes me feel guilty. I did see one person wondering, yes, I am sitting in front of a fire pit. That's what.
No, y'all, she just glows like this. This she's 74 and she glows and she plays golf and she's funny and she's cute. I mean, come on now. Like seriously, you just glow.
Three times a week year round. I'm
I
very
love
fortunate.
it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with this information? What are you going to do with this? Don't leave it here.
Talk to my accountability. Hi, Carol, partner. I can't honestly say that I won't diet in January,
Okay. Okay.
but I am going to listen to this call back and take lots of notes because it's hard to, hear everything. And I do have a lot of work to do about my worth being tied to my weight.
Yeah.
My husband care less. My God, he loved me at 180. He could care less.
When
I it,
you go back and listen to this call, I want you to write all of those things down. I want you to write down what you said, what you would say to a friend. I want you to write down what your husband, I want you to write all of this down because all of those things are contradicting your belief. And I just want you to be able to capture them because they are next best thoughts for you, right? They are examples of how you could choose to think. But remember, just like when I was going through that, I don't remember which number it was on the four ends. You can't leave those things on the paper because if we're going to change, if we're going to rebuild a whole new mindset for you around your current weight and your eating habits, it's going to take repetitive practice. You are going to have to immerse yourself in this new mindset. First, you're going to have to create it with a bunch of thoughts to think, and then you're going to have to practice it over and over again. Okay. So, a couple of things I recommend for you. Number one, before above all else, even if you choose to decide to diet, okay, choose to decide, no, even if you decide to diet, I want you to do the self-love course. Do the self-love course.
I admit I've not done that one.
It's
I've not done.
fabulous. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And if you want to, go to the website and type in like self-worth, self-love, and I want you to absorb yourself in coaching calls that talk about it. There's a ton of ask coaches in there that talk about it. Like, oh, ask coaches is getting ready to change, but get in there tonight and look at some answers. Reach out to Facebook and be like, hey, how do y'all work on? Because I said this to somebody today on Facebook. I don't remember if it was in maintenance. I feel like it was in the main group, but self-worth. It's something we do. It's a practice. It's an action. It's just not something you have. It's something you do.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fair.
So it means that you got to work on that every day. You can't just decide tonight, oh, I've decided I'm worthy. That's not how it works. You're going to have to show your habit brain every day reasons that you are worthy, and that's what that self-love course will do for you. It allows you to go through and really unearth and practice talking to yourself in a way that shows your brain what really makes you worthy, and it's not your weight.
It's not your weight. Oh my God. I mean, obviously my brain knows that. My God.
Yeah.
Sort of like
And it's beautiful that you said that. It's so beautiful that you said my brain knows that. Because when you say that, what you mean is my conscious brain knows that. But you know that your habit brain, Steve, he runs the show for me like 95% of the day. My conscious brain really only chooses my thoughts about 5% of the time. So that means 95% of your day, you are operating under that 10-year-old belief.
Oh, I
And
didn't.
that's not because there's something, that's not because there's something wrong with you. All of us are like that. I mean, just imagine, right? If we had to actually consciously think all day long the thoughts we were going to think, our brains would probably explode, right? Like we have to have so much on automatic. That's why I said self-worth is something you do, it's not something you have, because the practice of increasing your self-worth is a conscious thing for you. It's going to have to be a conscious, deliberate something you do. And it will get
Okay.
easier. It will get easier, but you're just going to start. And I also want to tell you too, if you haven't taken the maintenance course, which I'm going to guess you have you taken the maintenance course? Okay, you have taken it. I'm going to suggest at when we stop here, I'm going to suggest some lessons for everybody to listen to. One of the ones that I don't have on my list is how to determine my goal weight. I want you to go back and listen to those from the maintenance call. Okay? And just as you know, it's the same thing as what we talked about. How do you know that this is the right goal weight? Are you happy with the way that you're eating?
It's
If the
not.
answer is yes, yeah. Say
Is
it
that
again.
right? Are you happy with the way you're eating? It's not, are you happy with what you weigh? Is that correct?
Well, it could be, but it's like what I said to you. Are you willing to do whatever you think is required to lose some weight? Or do you want to work on loving yourself and accepting yourself where you are because you're happy with your relationship with food right now? Those are your choices.
What's popping into my mind is it's a little bit like the stupid phrase, whoever dies with the most toys wins, which is totally stupid. And here I am, caring about, I mean, it's very similar. So, all right. Thank you very
Well,
much.
but don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up about caring about this. It's been important to you. So don't just let that go. Okay. All right. Listen, will you promise me you'll reach out to me on Facebook if you're on Facebook? I know you are because we've chat. I think I've seen your comments on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, let me know what you decide. And if you decide you do want to drop some weight, let's talk about how to do that. Let's talk about some options. But I highly recommend doing that self-love course regardless. Okay.
I promise. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for raising your hand and being brave.
All
You're a
right.
delight.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
care. See you, my friend. Bye.
How
All
do I?
right. Gonna push her back down. I'm putting y'all back down. There you go. Wow. That was so, who said, oh, Zoom user says self-love course is next for me. Yes, y'all, it's worth it. I do it every year. I redo it every year because again, it's something that you do. And for those of us that have struggled with our weight for many, many years, like me, since high school, probably even since younger than that, like Dorita was saying, it is a little bit of deliberate work, but it's so worth it. And it feels good. That's the thing about it. When Dorita was saying, like, oh, I've got so much work to do in this area. Okay, that probably doesn't feel really good to say it that way, but when you couch it like, I'm learning to fall in love with myself. That's way more inviting, right? It's worth it. Okay, let me go over just a couple of other resources I have that I just want to mention. So, other resources you guys have besides this maintenance call, because our next one is not going to be until February. Okay, we do them every other month. I don't know if you knew that, but I want you to know that we have Ask Coaches. We have rolled out an amazing new Ask Coaches format. It's more like a back and forth. You'll be able to, sort of have a little bit of a back and forth with a single coach. So that's fun. Also, Facebook. You've got me in Facebook. We're really. I don't know if y'all noticed, but the coaches are really trying to up their presence in Facebook. So I'm in there almost every day. Tag me with questions, and we'll chat. Make sure if you're struggling, get an accountability group or a partner. Coach Dina is our amazing accountability person now. She is killing it over there. She's posting all the time, so request one. Don't forget the maintenance course. There's some really great lessons that I think would be really helpful for you this holiday season, such as in module one, the building maintenance beliefs call, the workshop call that goes with building maintenance beliefs. That goes with the first thing I told you about believe that it's possible. Avoiding the easing up trap, module two, lesson eight. Is a great one. Breaking up with hard talk, module two, lesson nine is a good one. Lesson 11 from module two, what successful maintainers do is a fantastic lesson. And then in module four, lesson 22, life after dieting, it goes along great with Ashley's number 12 to my top 10 lies, 12 tips for maintaining your weight during this holiday season. All right, how about that, y'all? 6:59 Central Time. I have kept it to 1 hour. Thank you to Dorita for raising her hand. If you all want to continue to get maintenance calls just for our little maintenance crew, we are one of the only subgroups who, there's not very many subgroups who get their own call. So be sure to attend these calls, please. Please be brave and raise your hand and get coached so we can continue to keep these in our repertoire of calls. Thank you so much, everyone. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, and any other holiday that you're celebrating. And we'll see you in Facebook. Take care, everybody.